We want to explore your rights and safety at the polls. And for that, we're joined by Tammy Patrick. She's a senior advisor at Democracy Fund. Tammy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So the Justice Department describes voter intimidation as, quote, amorphous and largely subjective in nature. Are armed observers at the polls a form of intimidation?
I think that when you look at what the Department of Justice definition is, a lot of it is subjective and it depends on the context. What we really need to worry about in this moment is how does the voter feel about that particular situation. So I, as a local election official in Arizona, I have had to encounter this on a fairly, unfortunately, regular basis. And it really came down to a question of whether or not the voters felt that they were safe and secure in exercising their right to vote.
What are some behaviors and rhetoric that would be considered voter intimidation?
So it comes down to a couple of things for me. And one is that voters have the right to unimpeded access to the polling location. So if it's the case that there are individuals who are blocking entrance to the parking lot at a polling place, if they are creating traffic jams to a polling location, if they are stopping people as they try and enter the building. Other things that, you know, would be considered intimidation is if you have individuals that say come up to you with cameras or recording devices and are challenging your eligibility as a citizen to vote, or have firearms on them that they are brandishing and or pointing at anyone. Those are all activities that fall into that category of voter intimidation. Some of the categories or some of the activities that might be questionable is that every election we have very fervent supporters at the polls cheering on for their candidates, waving banners, holding signs, fully decked out in all the regalia. And that's certainly what we see every election. In this moment, however, some of those same activities could be perceived in a different way. So I think we all need to take a deep breath and decide, is that activity of that individual directed at me? Is it trying to stop me from exercising my rights? Or is it someone who's just very, you know, enthusiastic? And as long as that enthusiasm does not impede across my path, then we should be fine.
Some election officials advise voters not to take a picture or video of a person they feel is intimidating them and instead call authorities. But, you know, when we talked about this before, I received tons of mail from people who said that's an unrealistic directive because everyone has a cell phone now. And it's really one of the only ways to prove something has happened because so much can happen between the time you call authorities and when they arrive. What would you advise people to do?
So I think that's the key here in this moment is that you don't want to escalate the situation and increase any level of confrontation. But if there is a way to capture information about who that individual is, whether it's the license plate of their car or a picture of them, I would think that that would actually help law enforcement.
And to be clear, we're talking about outside of a polling place versus inside of a polling place, which taking pictures or video is prohibited.
Absolutely.
You know, poll watching is legal to do in many states. There's a process that folks have to undergo to be authorized. But back in 2010, there were voters in Houston who said they felt intimidated as poll watchers hovered over them. What should voters know about their rights once they're inside of a polling place?
Many poll watchers or observers inside of the polling place have certain protocols that they are supposed to adhere to. So, for instance, in my former state of Arizona, they could not be within 6 feet of the voting booths. They could not be within 6 feet of the voting equipment. They could not speak to voters inside of the polling place. So anyone who has concerns around this sort of thing, you know, just ask the poll workers what the protocols are so that if an observer or a watcher does approach you, you know what it is in your state. Or before you go and vote, you can go to your Secretary of State's website or your local election official's website and find out what exactly those poll watchers can do within the polling place itself.
We mentioned how Michigan is attempting to curb one form of voter intimidation at the polls. What are other states doing?
So there is a challenge in how do local election officials adhere to their individual state laws. So in a state that has an open carry law, it is very much the case that in many government buildings, polling places still will not allow open carry because it's a government building. Other polling places across the country might be held in a private facility, and that private facility may themselves not allow guns on their property. So this can be varied not only from state to state or within a jurisdiction, from county to county, but even within a county from one polling place to another. So again, if any voter sees anything that makes them uncomfortable, they should get the attention of a poll worker, talk to them about what is allowed in that state, let them know what they're uncomfortable with, and I'm sure that everyone will be able to come to some sort of a solution.
Tammy Patrick is a senior advisor at Democracy Fund. Thank you so much for joining us, Tammy.
Thank you for having me.